Hello.
Yo, it's Jay on the mic.
I'm Jay Flix.
Don't let it happen again.
It's AJ Verified.
I'm Jay Flix.
This is the Clear Sound Podcast. Welcome back to our show. Make sure you guys leave a like, comment, and subscribe. And we back. This is the first episode of the year. So I would have said let's clap it up, but last time, you know. But nah, this is the first episode of the year. It feels good. Speaking of the year, actually, we could start talking about like how our years went, like last year for 2022.
Last year was something. I don't know. I'll tell you, it was good and bad. It was something. I'll just say it was very interesting for me. It was interesting.
How was yours? I think it was a lot of ups and downs, to be honest, for everybody. Pretty much everybody getting back used to being social and being around a lot of other people. Especially saying what we went through with, was that 2021? No,
it's
that
2020. It was heavy in 2020, but it was still going on in 2021.
Yeah.
It's still kind of going on now, but not that heavy no more. Yeah, my year was cool. It was cool. I had a lot of situations throughout the year. But overall, you know, it was all a learning experience. That's all, really. Nothing major.
And I say to the audience, you guys could also, you know, take part in the conversations that we having, and comment, or at least, you know, put an emoji about describing how your year was on based on how you was feeling or whatever. We'll get into today is the fact of the day. So, this is a crazy one. And it says, some cats are allergic to people. And it says, FYI, oh my goodness. It says, FYI, for all you people allergic to cats, they might be allergic to you. It's pretty uncommon due to the fact that we breathe ourselves more often than other species and don't shed as much hair or dead skin. But yes, it does happen. So cats can be allergic to people.
For real?
I'm not going to even lie to you. It's a little, I don't know. I feel like that it's not really something.
Sound weird. It don't sound true. I know.
It can happen. I feel like it's something that's a natural thing. Cause I mean, if we able to get allergic to stuff, I'm pretty sure animals, you know, had the same thing. So like it's people that's allergic to cats. You know, it's people that's allergic to dogs. So I would think that another creature, species, whatever, would have the same effects because, you know, they still are living.
Right.
You know, so now I don't know, it's not that mind blowing.
They do say it's like it's not too common though. So I think that it makes a little true, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird because like cats and dogs, they do stuff, clean themselves with they mouth and everything. So it makes sense why humans would be allergic to them. But, I mean, what do we do? I mean,
cats can be allergic to humans.
I mean, you can't really say what do we do. It's a lot of stuff that's like,
well, yeah,
you know.
A lot of nasty people in the world. You never know. I mean, even if they're not, you know.
You never know, man. Still a living thing. So it's not impossible.
I wonder what it'd be like, they side effects or something, where like, what, like if they're allergic, you know how like when you're allergic to something, then something happens, like a reaction?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what's theirs.
Lost hair.
Huh?
If they lost hair, like fur or something like that.
Shit.
I don't see too much happening to them. Other than dying, I don't know, I feel like, you know, they weaker than us, so.
I mean,
they'd probably die, like, quick. You never know, they'd probably die.
Like, I don't know. They might sneeze and cough. Something like
you ever heard a cat cough?
I can't say that I have. I heard them sneeze.
I never heard an animal like cough. Any kind of animal.
I mean, I heard a dog cough, but
You've heard of a dog cough? Yeah. I've never heard a dog cough.
I think I've heard of a dog cough.
Yeah, something like.
But it don't sound like a cough that we know. It sounds like more.
Yeah,
of a bark.
That's probably why I never really like. I don't know. I never heard an animal cough before. I think that's weird.
So, here's another fun thing that we can do, and basically we'll just be rating. I think I have eight. Yeah, I have eight of them, but one of them is a message, a screenshot. Basically, what we'd be doing is rating pickup lines. I don't know if these are good or bad, but we'll go to the first one. And the first one says, I was wondering if you're an artist because we were so good. No, my God, I just messed it up. All right, let me redo it. Mm-hmm. It says, I was wondering if you were an artist because you were so good at drawing me in.
That ain't gonna really work. That's like Disney Channel, Nickelodeon kind of pickup line.
I feel like you have to know somebody.
Yeah. Like unless you was doing it in a funny way to where like you was trying to make it seem like it was corny, that's the only way that worked. Because like if you was being funny with it, but if you was for real, you just went up to somebody and said that or you text somebody, I don't think that's, I'll get that like a three.
A three?
Yeah, that's not really, it's not getting nothing for real.
I'll say about, yeah, same, more like three or four. They just gonna look at you. They gonna just,
yeah. I don't know what
it depends on. It depends on who you saying it to. Like,
I think that's with any pickup line, though.
Yeah, it depends on who you saying it to. But as far as I'm concerned, I would never say it, so I'll rate it a three. Like,
okay. Yeah. I don't know what I rated. I probably rated a 4 or 4.3 or something. Yeah.
I've never heard 4.3. Yeah, like 4.3 in a rating standpoint, like 4.3. I heard like 4.5, like you know, and a half, but I've never heard 0.3. That's got right.
this other one says, you're so hot, I'd burn every chair on earth, so you'll have to sit on my face.
Bro, what?
Hold on.
Was it some kind of like catchy thing in there or something?
It says, you're so hot, I burn every chair on earth, so you'll have to sit on my face.
I mean, if
that's not working.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. Not working. That's that like a, work, that's a one. That's not going to work.
Sit on the ground.
That's pretty weird, too. Like, if you don't know the person, you just go up to them and say, yeah, I'm going to burn every chair. So that's weird. Like,
walk off confused.
Yeah, like, nah, you ain't getting nothing with that.
So that's a one for you. What is it?
I don't know what it is. It's a pickup line. So yeah, nah. I don't know.
You don't know what you rate it?
I don't know.
I rated a zero. It's a zero.
No, I don't know.
I think this still. It still depends on the person, though. Still.
I mean, if in a relationship,
come on, like if you know them, like
if you,
but that's not necessary. Like if you,
it's funny though. I don't know, bro.
I mean, that's but weird. They pick up lines. So if you they like a pickup line is something you can use to get a number or something. So it ain't gonna work. I mean, if you know somebody, if you're in a relationship and you use it, she might laugh it off and be like, you know, okay. But yeah, nah. If you just do it to a stranger, then
okay. It so this one here is a screenshot. I don't know if, okay, yeah, this one here is a screenshot, and it says she's been around the block a few times. All right, that's the name of it. Mm-hmm. So this text is from Alex. His name is Alex. He said, well, hello there, gorgeous. I got a question for you. As a matter of fact, he didn't say you. He said, yeah. He said, I got a question for you. How many letters in the alphabet? It's 20, right? The girl replies, and she says, 26, let me guess, you forgot the R, AQT, but wait, that's only 5. You also forgot to give me the D later. Come on, Alex, this ain't mama's first rodeo. That's what she replied with.
I'm confused. So wait, is it a scenario?
So this is a scenario. This is a screenshot of, like, a... actual conversation.
So we trying to rate What?
So, I mean, this one really is not a rape. It's more just so funny, her response. It's more of a
Okay. So, yeah. she knew, like, the pickup line.
Yeah. Because
I knew it, too. I seen that somewhere on Wild and Out.
I've heard that pickup line a couple of times. I don't know.
It's a cool, you know, pickup line. You know, you can get away with that. I'm going to get that one.
I don't know, 5.5.
Since it's
so common.
It's terrible because pretty much everybody know it. So, like, it was her response, though. Like, come on, Alex, this ain't mama's first rodeo. Like,
that's
what?
Corny. That's what cheesy.
That kind of throw me. You said
mama's. Yeah, I cringe. Somebody said, this ain't mama's first rodeo. Yeah, that's
like, what
cool.
You mean?
This ain't mama's first rodeo. No, he put the caption. She been around the block a couple times.
So, she's
I mean, but anybody heard that, though. Like, you know what I mean? She ain't had to get into it with a bunch of dudes to know anybody to hear that. Like, that
pickup
line.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a real common one. That's like if somebody said, are you trash? Because I want to take you out or something like that. Like, everybody done heard that. So, it's just like,
okay, ain't nothing. So, this one says, do you know what will happen in zero gravity? I would still fall for you.
Yeah, that could work. It could work on who, like I said, on who it is. On
okay.
Who it is. It
so it's rated.
I get out like a cool six. It just gotta depend on who it is. Yeah, that's all that really matter. Who you saying it to?
Okay. Yeah, I give it a 6.2. The next one is, are you an Amber Alert? Because someone reported you kidnapping my heart.
Nah.
It sounded interesting at first, but then took a turn.
That ain't working. That's a zero.
Yeah,
that's not working.
I give it a 2.
Nah, that's too corny. That's too like that's just nah. That's not gonna work.
Let's say this one here. Actually, I got 2 more, and that'd be it. All right, so. This one said, did you just fart because you blew me away?
Wait, what?
Did you just fart because you blew me away?
That makes somebody laugh. But then, like, I keep going back to this. It's just on who it is.
It wouldn't
like,
be no romantic.
Yeah, man. Like, that's like.
Yeah, it makes somebody
you
gotta laugh.
You got to say that to somebody who, like, finds stuff like that humorous or something, really.
Yeah.
Because other than that, that's not going to work either. So I'll give that, like, a 3.
Yeah, like they could buy you lame.
Yeah.
I give it a 2. It says here, the last one. And this one is stupid. I was a little confused reading this one. But it says, the only history I want to create is a history of you and me. The only history I want to create is a history of me and you. Maybe I'm missing something, or it's supposed to be a little message in it, but from what I'm getting from it.
Got to think too hard.
His story.
You got to think too hard.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. That's a 0. Never.
You know what, though? I'm going to explain this, what I'm getting out of it, because, like, the only history I want to make with you.
His story.
It said, the only history I want to create is a history of me and you. So if it's a history of him and that girl, or that girl and that guy, they really not gonna. I don't know.
So I bet
maybe it's a sexual thing.
Whatever it is, you got to think too hard to know what it means.
Because I think like, he was talking about like his story of.
Yeah, I thought that too, but no, that's not even it. that's not even it. Right, that's not.
Yeah,
no,
get
that
one.
One.
Yeah, that's not.
Two.
That's not good.
I give it a 2.
It's pretty trash.
It got a little bit of potential in it.
Yeah, that there though was us just rating some they would call it Riz. We'll be rating some pickup lines. Let us know. You guys could rate them as well, but make sure you know you be specific about the ones that you're rating, because we do read the comments and we do like to hear what you guys think. So you guys could rate those as well. And let's move on.
Now this question of the day. Simple little question, you know. Would you rather make $7K a week for the rest of your life or have $30 million up front?
$30 million. Ah, million.
You trying to answer too fast, that's your problem.
$30 million. You're delusional.
All right, so explain why you had $30 million over $7K a week.
Okay, now a week. You gonna do the math right here, right?
You ain't gonna be.
I thought that was you ain't gonna be some notes.
You ain't gonna be able to do all that, my boy.
Yes, I can. So it's four weeks and month, right? So 7 times 4.
28,000.
Yeah. So then you got 28. That's times 12, right?
You could have just did. You could have just did 52. You could have did 7K times.
So what did? So what did you say?
Well, I said
30 million.
30 million.
Yeah, he said 30 million.
So okay,
it would take you about like 40, almost 40 years to get to 30 million.
40.
I say this.
Hold on.
Almost around like 40. Because think about it. If you made a meal every year. You made $1 million every year. And you got, and let's say 10 years done passed. How much money would you have?
You said
a million every year?
If you made a million.
10 years, it was 10 million.
Exactly. So imagine, so it'd probably be more than 40 years, really. It depends, though. It depends. So I don't know. It's going to take you a cool minute to get to 30 mil.
I say this. Yeah. So you said 30 mil.
30 mil, and then I can grow and invest and go.
I say 7K a week. I know it sounds stupid.
I know
what we doing is we looking and calculating how much we're making, how long it'll take to get to 30 mil. But the 7K you get a week is showing you something. It's teaching you something.
I don't want to learn. I want money. That's the problem.
But here's the thing. Okay. I was gonna say something totally different. That's a bad term. I'll just put it this way. I think it's a personal thing, or maybe it's like, I don't know. But me personally, I would take the 7K a week because I feel like it's going, or let's just say somebody that didn't know how to manage their money, right? 30 mil. You get 30 mil. You ain't really worked for it. You just handed 30 mil out of nowhere and you got all this money. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's going to feel like no limit. Same thing with the 7K, but 30 mil right up front.
It's a limit because that's what you get. That's all you get.
That's all you get. But with 7K, it's constantly a week. Okay. So it's constant money. 7K, it's like you basically get the money slower. Mm-hmm. I would rather get the money slower and learn how to manage my money, invest in stuff, rather than get the money straightforward.
Invest in what, though?
What you mean? Like,
what would you invest in that you couldn't have had, like, invest in if you would have got 30 mil?
30 mil?
Yeah.
Well, no, I can invest with the 30 mil and I can invest with the 7. But what I'm saying is.
So what's the difference?
The difference is me learning a lesson or learning a.
Well, I don't need,
problem.
It's learning how to manage my money.
I don't need no lesson. Yeah. I got 30 mil in my bank.
See, that's the problem with young folks.
No, listen. Yeah. I got 30 mil in my bank. 30 mil. It's going to take me so long to even touch 30 mil if I was only making 7K. Number one, people who make 7K a week, you're going to blow that money constantly because you know you're going to get 7K next week. You're going to know, you're going to like, oh, I'm getting 7K next week. I can spend this on whatever. I can go buy the fresh new shoes that's coming out. I'm going to buy the fresh new clothes that's coming out. You're going to blow that 7K real fast. Same. If not the whole 7K, you're going to blow a large portion of it. Next week, you're going to get that money back. You ain't even going to really save. Now, if we're speaking for people with common sense, right? 7K a week, some people will take that, they'll save that money, whatever. But most people will take the 30 mil. If you a person with common sense, you ain't thinking, oh, I got 30 mil, I'm finna blow this endless amount of money that I can spend. Most of the time, you're gonna think, like, okay, this is the only type, like, this is only what I get. Only got 30 mil. I can't be buying no $1 million cars, $1 million houses, all this other stuff. So I'm investing some so I can get consistent money. That's how I would think to do it. If I got like 30 mil right up front, like, you can go ahead, do real estate and all that other stuff, or however you say the thing. You can do all that and get houses, sell houses. You can go ahead and invest in stocks. You can invest in all this stuff. You can make 7K a week with just 30 mil alone. So I would rather take that 30 mil, make 7K a week, and still have millions in my bank rather than just start off with 7K.
So here's the thing, though. I think, because what I'm not looking at, like, okay, the money is nice. The money sounds nice. I get it straightforward. I get it brought to me out of nowhere, basically. That sound nice, but I'm also looking at, like, it's really no difference with both of them, but it's more so like a step back and realize some type of situation for, like, people that don't know how to manage money or people, like, you're getting 7K a week. You spend that first 7K in that week, you just learned a lesson. You're going to get another 7K.
You're trying to learn lessons, man. That's
what life is about. It's about learning lessons.
The lesson I've already learned in life growing up is that you only get so much money in your life. Especially when you in a certain circumstance, like us right now, we kind of like in the middle of it. We ain't making the most money, but we not broke necessarily. So we know not to just go blow a whole thing of money. We know to save that money. So let's just say out of us three, we ain't talking about nobody else, out of us three, if we was handed $30 million, we're not going to think, yeah, let's just blow this. We're not going to think that. Now, like, that's not going to be our mindset to getting $30 million. Even if we know that's $30 million, our mindset is not going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to just go get whatever. I'm going to go spend $5 million before the year end. That's, we not going to think like that.
I'll just take the 7K. I don't really know why. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel it.
This 7K is like a pension. I don't want no pension. Like, if I got like 30 mil, I can grow that and put it away. I mean, I don't need a lesson. I didn't have so many lessons off of $500.
No lesson, man.
$500. Blowing $500 in one day. I was like, okay, yeah, that's enough lesson for me. I'm good. You my $30 million, and I just
shoot. I could take that 30 mil, invest into the podcast right there. Get a whole.
If you think about it, 30 million, 1 million.
We could just say 500,000. 500,000 get us a little place like this. Sit down, get some equipment, throw all that other stuff, talk, whatever.
And it's crazy because, like, us younger people, we don't have that much, like, patience. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to, like, money, we look at $1 billion as a lot of money. And we don't realize, it's like we kind of lost the value of money.
Hey, nah, a billionaire is a lot of money.
Yeah.
So wait, what case are you arguing? Because it sounds like you're arguing my case.
So look, if you, wait, what? Wait.
Because you just said young people look at a lot of money and they see it and that's what they want. Or am I tripping?
Y'all confused
patience.
Me.
Okay.
What are you talking
patience.
About?
Patience.
Patience. Patience. Now, that's what I'm talking about. The 7,000, that's good with patience. Uh-huh. But it's a certain extent, man. Like 30 mil, like right away. You can, I mean, either way, you can still grow your money, but you can grow it faster with the 30 mil. Yeah, but that still takes patience as well. It's just a little faster.
Yeah, y'all both lost.
I'm here with you.
All I'm going to say, he ain't here with you. Stop lying.
I am, man.
Stop
I understand what he's saying,
nah,
but I don't know.
That, man,
see, what he
man.
Just said,
stop
though, is he'll
man.
Take the 30 mil, but then he just argued my case. So that's why I'm
people,
confused.
People see, like, okay, what's your kind of mindset? The reason why you saying 7K is you talking about lessons. It'll teach you this. It'll teach you that. Most of the time, people only try to say 7K because it sounds like a smart thing. When in all actuality, it's not. If we talking about 30 mil compared to 7K, That's not even a real comparison for real. You already in your millions. You ain't gotta wait no year. You don't even know. Think about it like this. You don't even know if you're gonna live tomorrow. You don't even know if you're gonna live for that next week.
That's why I live tomorrow.
Bro, what? you don't know.
It might not come.
Yeah, you don't know what's gonna happen. So I'd rather take that 30 mil right then and there. My family said if I was to die the next day, right then and there, they got 30 mil.
Listen,
30 mil. What they gonna do with you? That 7K was for you.
They told me they don't mess with me.
What is you talking
I told them that they can't.
That is smart, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Because the 7K, once you die,
that's gone. That's gone. Your unless you saved up and put to the side, which is still going to take a good amount of time.
Right.
And in a year, all you're going to make is 365.
Probably going to get like 28,000.
Yeah, you know.
So if
I take that 30.
If I got 30 mil, I pass away, man, everybody going to love me forever.
Man, God going to bless me. Everybody God going to bless me how to manage my 7K.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's up. Well, God gonna bless me and go ahead and turn that 30 million to 30 billion.
To 100 million. To 200 million. Yeah. To 300 million. It's gonna keep progressing. That's how that's gonna go.
So, today I wanted to talk about mental health. It's a lot of I say there's a lot of young people dealing with mental health, and Clear Sound is our motive is to, you know, we're focused on clarity and make things more clear, you know, and we're muffled about certain things. I remember seeing jokes on TikTok or something where it's like, you know, they say, "Mom or Dad, I'm depressed," and they're, "You better depress these dishes, you know, dishes," something like they don't really take it too seriously. And the older generation, they got new problems. They forget they don't forget there was a kid before, but they got new problems. So they look at our problems as small problems.
Overlooking.
Yeah. So like, all right, say if you have a child and the child toy breaks, that's heartbreaking to that child. You don't know, like, you gonna look at it like, "Hey, I was that age, it's a toy, you can get a new one." But they might have that different connection to that toy because they never been through that before. Mm-hmm. So it's big to them. It might be little to you, but it's big to them.
Yeah.
So what I wanna let our parents know, before it gets too late, listen to your children, because it can really get hard. If you know, children, teenagers, suicide attempts and all type of things. Like, even like with the, like, stealing cars and all type of stuff. Like, they get into stupid stuff because they don't, you know, it's all type of stuff, you know?
You know, when you say that, right, it's not even just even parents. I mean, it's like everybody around you. Like, a lot of people overlook people, or not even overlook, but they might see somebody and they look all energetic. They look happy. They got a smile on their face. And they just assume, like, "Oh, yeah, this person okay. They good. They ain't going through nothing." And it's a lot of people that's, like, that's real selfish as well. Like, they'll go to somebody about their problems, only want to vent to them about their issues, but never there for that person that they vent to. You know what I mean? Like, I've been in that seat before. I've been in that seat. Like, mental health goes, like, for almost everything. School. For parents, for friends, anybody, like, mental health is important and it's very much overlooked. It's actually been, since the year has started, 3,000 suicides. About 3,000 and, like, 36, I believe, suicides. Yeah, since the year started.
2023.
And that right there alone is crazy because it's, like, a lot of those people probably had other reasons, like, maybe relationships, maybe parents, maybe being homeless. We never know. But one thing I do know is that their mental health was off. All of that, like, nobody talked to them. Nobody made sure they was okay. And it's definitely something that's, like, never seen as really important until something bad happens. And that's the real problem, like, going on, like, with people around in this world, like friends, moms, dads, all that other stuff like that. Like, I've been in that situation where I used to always talk to my friends and stuff like that, like, about their problems. They used to always come to me about their problems. And I used to always get them advice or sit on the phone with them because I guess they felt comfortable talking to me and whatnot. And I was going through my own stuff. You know, I was going through my own, like, depression and feeling down, feeling like not knowing what I'm questioned life, existence. I was going through all this, like, while I was trying to help other people. And something that I noticed is that, like, I was helping everybody else, but nobody was helping me. And even with that one dude on the Ellen show.
Twitch.
Twitch. he looked happy. He was dancing. He was doing all this stuff, and out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. Nobody expected it. Nobody seen it coming. It just happened. Because everybody assumed, like, oh, yeah, he okay. He's good. You know, and that's the biggest problem when it comes to mental health, is because everybody assumes that you okay. They only pay attention to you when you start doing crazy stuff, like if you cutting yourself. And even when you're doing stuff like that, they make you look like you crazy or something. What you doing that for? Why are you sitting here doing this? You know what I mean? And they try to, like, bash you or make you, you know, shame you for it or something like that. And that's not even something that should be happening. Like, I feel like everybody needs somebody there for them, no matter if they look okay or not. And because it can happen to anybody. Yeah. Anybody at all.
Anybody. And it's crazy because it haven't been a full week yet. Mm-hmm. And that's, what, 300,000 you said?
3,000.
That's still 3,000. That's a lot.
Crazy.
That's 3,000 too. It's a one too many. And I will say, like, the spread, you know, spread love around, you know, just ask somebody if they okay, you know. Mm-hmm. That can really make somebody day. You know, I remember I had a cousin from prison, the pay on the phone just to check up on me. And it meant a lot. Some people need things like that. And if somebody can pay to get in touch, you can send a text message for free or something. Even a little call or something, you know.
Nah, that's true. I watched this TikTok, and it was basically talking about how, like, as y'all mentioned with Twitch, you know, he was happy and stuff, or he seemed happy, and he was dancing, making other people smile. On the TikTok, said, sometimes you check on the friends that look happy, yeah, or check on the friends that that help everybody else. Usually, sometimes helping everybody else could be a sign of depression.
Yeah.
Because you want to make somebody else happy because you're down. So that's usually how that would go. And nowadays, if you're depressed, you looked at as something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Same thing, and I probably shouldn't speak on this, but same thing with people that's been molested. They don't want to speak because they looked at as a victim. And some people that's depressed don't want to look like a victim or a victim to it or held by something. But I just really learned, like, some things, man, you can't hide, you know. Especially something about it's your mental. Like, you can't really hide it. And you try to hide it, and you actually make it worse. Yeah. And something else that I've realized is, and I don't know, this has been on my mind for a little bit now. Something that I realized is the devil would try to keep you silent, because when you speak up and when you talk, that shows that you're closer to the end goal. It shows that you're overcoming or you're breaking through something, because your silence can kill you. Your silence is what it separates you from other people.
Yeah.
You're now isolated from other people. You're not in the real world. You're not engaging in anything. You away from the family.
That's kind of like what pulls people to, like, suicide, because they feel like so separated from everybody else. Feel like, and they like, what's the point? You know what I mean? And they start questioning all of that. Like, and I don't want to say it like this, because, you know, anybody who's watching might get offended. But it's real heavy for dudes. Like, mental health
commentary
is real. Yeah, it's real. It's real heavy for men. I'm not saying women don't go through, you know, because they do. They go through it the same, you know, as men. But when I say it's heavy for men, it's because a lot of dudes feel like they can't speak on it, or they're going to be looked at a certain way for speaking on it. Like, you know, an average girl who's feeling down about something, you know, she might cry over it, or she might vent, or have somebody to go to, like her girlfriends, or any dude who want her would even try to talk to her. But, like, dudes, it's like nobody. Like, nobody's there to listen to you, because they just feel like that's soft.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be down. You a dude. You need to man up. You can't even, Like, if a dude cry in front of his girl, sometimes, like, that girl be talking about, yeah, I leave him. Or I wouldn't respect him no more.
Right.
Because you, like, they got this view on men, like, oh, yeah, you supposed to be strong. You never supposed to look weak, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And so, like, they battle these demons. And it's like, I can't speak about nothing. I even say, like, and, you know, aside from my beliefs, I even say, you know, with the LGBT, how you say it, community, right? Women, men. If a woman wants to date a woman, nobody really looks at it like it's bad. A lot of people just look at it, oh, it is what it is. If a man want to date a man, everybody like, that's sick. Hey, you shouldn't be doing that. You know what I mean? Like, it's already separation. Even in the same community, it's separation. So, like, I look at stuff like that, and I be thinking, like, that's crazy, because at the end of the day, we all human beings. So regardless of, like, what gender, what beliefs, what religion, all of that, we all have feelings. You know what I mean? We are people. So to put somebody else in, a box is really going to mess them up mentally, because, like, for dudes, they don't really feel like they can go to anybody. You try to go to your dad and vent, he going to probably try to tell you to toughen up or something like that. You try to go to your mom and vent. Yeah.
Make it seem like nothing.
Yeah, she'll listen here and there, but then she'll tell you the same thing your dad will tell you. You a boy. You shouldn't be doing that. You know what I mean?
You know.
So,
you know, have y'all ever, like, heard in a man even say, like, oh, like, they a joke in marriage, but, like, oh, well, she's always right, you know. Women's mm-hmm. always right. And even things like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you feel like you can't have no time, you can't have your time, or you upset, or, you know.
They get mad because you mad.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think this, to go back to the whole mental health thing and how you were saying about, like, everything is separated. And mm-hmm. I think I had this talk with somebody before about, like, if you look at everything, you look at everything, everything is separated. People are, it's a group for everything, like this group over here, this group over here, when we all supposed to be brothers and sisters. We all supposed to be mm-hmm. loving on each other. We all supposed to be one body.
Oh, loving on each other now.
Yeah, nah, for real, like, loving on each other. See, that's another thing. Like,
loving each other, but loving on each other.
Loving on each other, showing love crazy. To one another. Yeah, just because you're a dude don't mean you can't show love to your
but
brother.
You said, like, loving on each other. Like, that specific choice of words.
Yeah, nah, I mean, like, as far as, like, showing appreciation. Mm-hmm. But if you look at everything, like, everybody's, it's always a group. The blacks, the whites, the Mexicans. It's like, it's just all, it's just.
Blacks, the whites.
That's the race. You got race. You got LGBTQ. You got, like, those are all, it's like four different things. Yeah. You got people that's working in low class. Even the government do it. You got low class, middle class. Like, it's all separation.
And it's because we all bleed, man. We all see. Well, okay, let me not say we all see, because, you know, some people unfortunately can't. And that's not a joke. That's not a joke. I promise you it's not. No, bro, stop, stop. That's not a joke. wait. Because you got me.
Oh, my God.
That's not a joke. It is not a joke. I mentioned that because I didn't want to say we can all see and stuff like that, because some people can't, you know what I mean? So, like, you know, everybody, we are human at the end of the day. You know what I mean? None of us are no monster or creature or something like that, man. We are human beings, and we should treat each other with the same respect we want. You feel what I'm saying? And you know, like I said before, that's not to dispute. Women go through a lot of stuff, too. You know, they got to deal with people. Like, they got to I'm not going to lie to you. The main thing I would say women have to deal with, just speaking from a standpoint of, like, my mom and females that I've back then associated with, is more so, like, reputation or how they're looked at as a woman. And that's, like, one of the biggest things. Like, oh, yeah, she a hoe or something. She been around with every dude. You know what I mean? That's really, like, what gets a girl or something like that. Or, like, she don't look good in that dress. Or, like, that wig don't fit her or something. They deal with that too much. Like, I wouldn't date her. Like, dudes, well, like, I wouldn't date her because she got this. Or she been with dude. Or she look like this. Or she ain't got this. You feel what I'm saying? And it's like they always viewed a certain way. Like, they an object. That's what it is. And I ain't, you know, I ain't on no simping stuff or nothing like that. But that's just the truth. they viewed as like this kind of like thing more than like a human being. Like they like, oh yeah,
I feel she ain't. My fault.
You gonna keep going? Go ahead.
You got gangster with you. Like you come, you know, but look, it's like they are born with their value. We have to make ours.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
See, that's going back into separation, though.
Exactly.
It's always separate.
Why can't a human just have feelings?
It's
a human.
Because we don't give it to them.
We have feelings.
And nowadays, man, it's so crazy. Is that, like, not only can... It's weird because this new generation, man, it's overdid now. People can't even, like, joke no more. You know what I mean? People can't play about certain topics or you going to get canceled. Can't say things that you have an opinion on or you this or you that. You know what I mean? And it's all separating us every day, separating us. You can't do certain stuff. You can't act away. You can't look away. You can't be away. You just going to be looked at. Like if a dude was out on the street and he was like performing or something like that, but he didn't look like a professional performer. Like let's just say some old dude, raggedy hair, he dancing and stuff like that. People gonna get to recording him like he look funny. They not looking at him having fun dancing. They gonna look at him like, yeah, he look funny. Like he look goofy right now, dancing, playing and stuff like that. Like it's always this like view. Like everybody has a view on people and it separates us all the time, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Like their views on people.
I mean,
you can go ahead. I'm gonna wrap it up.
Everybody, there will always be different perspectives with, you know, in everything, you know. But when it comes to, you know, separation, it happens too often.
Yeah. Separation does, you know, we should all just be one. And is the crazy thing is it's not. I don't know, but it's almost impossible to happen because we've gained a toxic thought on other things. But this conversation is really good. Mental health. I think I would want to talk about this another time. Because there's so many different areas about and so many different point of views about mental health. And if we have a younger audience, the younger people is going through it more than anybody right now.
I had a quote in my memos. It was y'all gonna have to figure it out. I'm gonna start it off right now. The game ends when the king falls, not when a pawn takes your queen. A few right moves and you have a new queen. And it's not about chess.
But yeah, you guys make sure you guys stay tuned. We'll continue to talk about that. Like, comment, subscribe. Make sure you guys share with a friend as well.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.